now, you've got your guilt in a twist.
Happy New Year!
What the deuce is all the commotion?
These are the tunes that topped our contemporary Celtic Top 10 charts each month. It's your year-end Top 10 Celtic Countdown from Kilt in a Twist.
Oh, it's been a wonderful 2015, and we look back on it with much love and appreciation, and especially appreciation for the great music that's come across our studio desk here. Now, we're going to start off with the Mahones. They put out an album called The Hunger and the Fight, Part 1, and this is the title tune.
Hi, this is Finny McConnell from the Mahones, and you're listening to the best in Celtic music on Celt in a Twist with your host, Patricia Fraser.
I've got the hunger and the fight, and God knows I will survive. In these dark times, there is a light. In the world of sins, there is a right. I've got the hunger.
And
Another tune that was at the top of our charts this year, that was Kila and The Length of Space from their album Suus Shius. Now, of course, the length of space is usually measured in light years, but it doesn't matter how far you travel, you've always got to stay at peace with one's ghosts. That's the name of the album that the Paperboys brought us, and from that album we have chosen the tune Nunca Llamas.
Hi there, this is Tom Landa from the Paperboys, and you're listening to the best in contemporary Celtic on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Vale madre es la verdad, lo que piensas tú de mí. Dios y vida para decidir y no para vivir por ti. No me conformaré y en tu ideal. No importa lo que digas o hagas tú, yo siempre seré igual. Camino recorrí y no voy a echar para atrás y no voy a cambiar, no, 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 nunca jamás. Soy parte de tus reglas o tu ley. Y en mi vida yo sigo siendo y sigo siendo el rey. Y me vale madre es juez lo que piensas tú de mí. Es de vida para decidir y no para vivir por ti. Los caminos recorrí, no voy a echar para atrás, no voy a cambiar, no, no.
Check. The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
The Revelers is formed from the founding members of the Red Stick Ramblers and the Pine Leaf Boys, the two groups at the vanguard of the Louisiana cultural renaissance. They have joined together to form a Louisiana supergroup which combines swamp pop, Cajun, country, blues, and zydeco into a powerful tonic of roots music. See them at the St. James Hall, January 22nd. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And of course, stay connected with us at our website, calcopirate.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists, and worldbeatcanada.com, where you will find our charts every month that tell you which songs are being played and played most happily by us. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We have a lot more of last year's music to bring you. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Well, you must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, with a body like a greyhound and a mind so sharp and keen. But his heart just like a laurel grew twisted around itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Cause what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Between those who use their neighbor and those who use a cane, between those in constant power and those in constant pain, between those who run to evil and those who cannot run, tell me which ones are the cripples and which ones touch the sun. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. And what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? And what use is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good is strength and muscle if you only push and shove? And what's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. And it's not how big your share is, but how much you can share. And it's not the fights you dreamt of, but those you really fought. It's not what you've been given, it's what you do with what you got. Thank you.
tried Celtic trad, and it wasn't half bad. But you'd kind of like chart with songs young at heart. Like a contemporary list from Kilt in a Twist. Check out our monthly top 10 at worldbeatcanada.com. It's Celtic with an old soul for the young at heart.
But you can't be young forever. That's against the laws of the universe.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
You know, it's always so special when you hear music from people who are tightly connected. That was just Natalie McMaster and her husband, Donald Leahy. Of course, they've been playing separately for years, but this year they put out an album called One, and that was The Chase. Before that, we heard Christina and Quinn Fishand. They are siblings from the West Coast, and they have been playing together for years, but we just discovered them in the last couple of years. Their album is called Little Hinges, and that was What You Do With What You Got. Later this hour, our producer Cal Coate will be chatting with the Perlmans, Neil and Lily from Maine. They are Alba's Edge. Right now, let's break it up a bit with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Au revoir, Grand Mamou, from their album Voyageur.
Thank you.
Kilt in a Twist as we look back on 2015 and the songs that topped our charts. Now, if you want to take a look at our charts, you can do that in the Celtic Connection newspaper every month or at our website, worldbeatcanada.com. And we have a great new album that we have been playing the last couple of months called Run to Fly by Alba's Edge. Coming right up, an interview with two of the principals of that group. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Looking back at the grainy old footage of man's early attempts at flight emphasizes not only the problem of lift, but in generating enough forward momentum to create it. Inventors ran, towed, and pushed their improbable machines as fast as current technology would allow. Leaping forward to the present, Scottish jazz Latin funk quartet Alba's Edge lifts off with their debut album called Run to Fly. Core members and siblings Neil and Lily Perlman are on the line with more in this forward-leaning release. Congratulations to you both on the new album. We're really enjoying it.
Thanks very much.
Where have we reached you?
We're both visiting our parents in Portland, Maine right now.
Oh, nice.
This is where we grew up. Our parents both play a bunch of Scottish music and do Scottish dance, and so there's kind of this small Scottish traditional community here that we grew up a part of.
Well, let's pick it up there. The family that plays together stays together. You each have musical muses in the southern world as well as Scottish. How have your experiences shaped the sounds that we hear on Run to Fly? And ladies first, Lily, why don't you take it?
Sure. I, from a very young age, was very much enamored with Latin music of all kinds, and I think that drove me to study a lot of Latin American studies in college, where I was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously there are all these kind of there's a lot of access to Latin culture in New York,
mm-hmm.
But I kind of took it a step further and went and studied abroad in Brazil in my junior year, and it was not specifically a music program that I was a part of, but I just spent so much time immersing myself in music parties and dance parties and kind of really just soaking up a lot of that culture.
Because what else do college kids do?
Yeah. and so coming back to the States, I felt even stronger drive to include those influences in, you know, the rhythms of the arrangements for the tunes and some of the melodic lines in the tunes.
What do you have to say about that, Neil?
Growing up, I've always been very interested in many styles of music, branching out past my family's Scottish roots, and so even in high school, I played trombone in the concert band in high school, and so I ended up joining a Cuban salsa band in town and stuff. And ever since then, I've been very interested in Cuban and Brazilian music and continued to explore it. So I think as a piano player in the group, I end up writing a lot of the chordal and backup arrangements in a lot of ways, although Lily writes many as well. And so I do bring in a lot of those kind of Latin American rhythms and the kind of some of the classic piano lines that happen in those traditions into our new music.
We're talking about flight in the introduction. Lily, can you speak to the title Run to Fly in that tune?
Yeah, it's got kind of both this very, not quite literal, but, you know, very personal meaning and kind of just a larger meaning. I wrote the piece while I was procrastinating on writing my thesis in college. Personally, it was speaking to the idea of how much work it takes to be able to lift off, how much work it takes to be able to kind of get to a place where you have enough momentum built to really go somewhere. And that was really specifically to do with my thesis at the time, but you know, as we kept working on this album, we kept kind of feeling that theme come back that, you know, it kind of takes all this kind of groundwork to pull something together to get the momentum going.
In the liner notes, there's an intriguing quote. We have found inspiration to write the music on this album in our passing from beginnings to endings to beginnings again. So in tribute to The Force Awakens, the circle is now complete. What does that mean to Alba's Edge?
We wrote that in there because the meaning of Alba's Edge is sort of a double meaning. Alba is the Scottish Gaelic word for Scotland itself. So it is in partially about being on the edge of Scotland, but Alba is also the Spanish word for sunrise. And in creating this album, we've been really inspired by that kind of image of a new dawn. The album came shortly after Lily graduated college, so it's sort of, and many of the pieces written have to do with taking new steps and new chapters in life, written for friends' weddings or for, I wrote a piece for Lily's graduation that we're going to hear later, and Lily's piece for her own stepping forward into a new place with Rent to Fly. So that idea of kind of cycles and you know, new beginnings coming out of the end of what we just finished doing, it's very kind of central to the album. And we kind of created the album with that in mind. It begins with a rising track as just kind of an introduction of each of the instruments slowly rising into the
new dawn
that transitions into the beginning of the album, and then it ends with a setting piece that kind of takes the same themes of the rising and kind of reverses the process of fading back down away from the album.
Isn't that great? You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Neil and Lily Perlman on the line to talk about the brilliant debut from Alba's Edge called Run to Fly. Order your copy at the homepage, Alba's Edge, that's all one word, .com. The other thing that struck me about this album is the completely modern themes to the melodies. Usually with Celtic music, it's like, you know, a case of researching Celtic music history and dusting off a never-before-performed tune that was found while cleaning out Mrs. McKenzie's attic or similar musical archaeology. But on Run to Fly, listeners find completely modern themes like this sordid life of scientists derived from an audiobook of Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything, dedicated to the credit-stealing political games played in the scientific community. How in the world did that inspire the accompanying music?
I like to tell the story on the road that we had a really long drive one day, and like, you know, the rock star lifestyle on the road, we
For sure.
listened to a science audiobook. it just was very struck by how much is behind all of those scientific discoveries that we don't think about, all of that stuff that happens and there is a lot more sort of detail. And around that same time, I wrote this tune that has, it kind of twists around and goes all kinds of strange places and is a very quirky tune. And the title, The Sordid Life of Scientists, just kind of fit very well. And I was thinking about that at the same time. So it really came out of that. And I think we're very much on the progressive end of the Celtic music community, but it's very much a living tradition. So writing new music inspired by what we're doing today is the same thing that James Scott Skinner, the great Victorian-era fiddle player, was doing at his time, or Neil Gow was even before then. It's kind of a continuation of that process, that traditional music process of people who play the music write new contributions to the music today.
Because you have that language in a really strong way, you can be inspired by an audiobook and write a tune in this living tradition that feels like it says something about your experience.
That's what you say, it's a living tradition. The best way to keep it alive is by keeping it relevant, right? So let's bring this home, guys, with one of my favorites from the disc, essentially the opening number after Rising, the brief introduction. It's called Willard State Park. Who wants to set this one up for us?
You can do it.
Well, I guess I've spoken a bit, but I wrote Willard State Park as a celebration of Lily's graduation from college, and since so it's dedicated to her and her that next step for her, and since the album is built off of those new steps, and it was so close to home, it seems like a great opening track to use. Willard State Park is it's not a real place. It's a kind of very silly sibling nickname I have for Lily that annoys her, so I decided I'd write a tune and name it for her in the most annoying nickname I could.
This radio audience gets a very special inside scoop.
interesting to find out more about these fantastic artists like Albus Edge. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist as we look back on 2015 and the artists and the music that really made us sit up and listen. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Sang out a battle song. My
come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling, and you're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling, and you're off to war. Well, the battle rattled to the sound of
Donald and the King's Shilling from their album Stirling Road. Before that, Jansberg and Comatens Halle from their album Terra Nova. Thanks so much for joining us today as we look back on 2015 and the great tunes that we heard all year round. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. We are going out on Spiro and the Vaporer. You know, I never knew what that meant until I followed somebody smoking one of those things. And that's from their album, Welcome Joy and Welcome Sorrow. Till next year, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.